We are recording.
Okay, good evening, folks. It is January 17th. Welcome to the monthly business meeting of the Nashua Airport Authority. I call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods?
Here.
Vice Chairman Law?
Here.
Secretary Holland?
Here.
Director Duquette?
Here.
Okay, do we have any public input as it would pertain to the agenda this evening? I'll take that as a no. First agenda item we have going is officer election.
I'd like to put forth a motion, as I do every January, to maintain for yet another year the same positions as currently held.
So Dave's not here. Is there any way to make him every position?
We could. We can put him right here right now.
Oh, good thinking. If he showed up, he would have had a say in it.
I'll second
Joe's motion. Okay. Any discussion?
Oh, no.
The officer nomination. Okay. All those in favor of maintaining the office, the slate of officers as they currently exist for the year 2024, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'm sorry?
Roll call.
That's a roll call.
Yes. Because we're every month.
Okay, very good. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm sorry, you're fired.
Great.
Good motion.
Great. Okay. So yeah, this will be a roll call.
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
And Director Duquette?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, very good. So, minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of November 27 and December 18, 2023.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as
submitted. Second.
Okay. Any discussion on approval of the last two sets of meeting minutes from last year? Okay. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay. Brings us to Treasurer's Report. David, did you provide the summary?
Yes.
Okay. There, do you have it?
There's a couple. Thank you.
Sorry.
Satisfied with this? Okay. So
I'd be willing to put forth a motion to accept the November and December financials as submitted subject to
second.
Okay. Any further discussion on the financials for November and December 2023? Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, that carries. That brings us to communications. We appear to have none at the moment. That brings us to reports. And copper reports to close out the year. Okay. Just got a new prescription, and I can't see my face.
So the year end, we had a 30% decline December over November, down 1,847. And then the 2023 change was down 12% to 557. Well, it says year to date 5%, actually. It's funny, I looked at this earlier.
December 22 versus 12 for the year.
So December versus November is down 30%. December 23 versus December 22 is down 12%. And the total cumulative year to date is down 5%.
Another 5. Okay.
Anyone have an attribution to that?
pretty consistent all year. 6-7-6-8-3-5-7-7-7-6-5-5. Weird.
What's the driver?
A lot of weather issues earlier this year. Some weather issues lately.
The school's been gone long enough that it's not attributable to the school.
Right. And we still have a lot of activity. The East Coast Aero Club, Equus is starting to pick up business again. Boulay is always busy, always flying. New England Aeronautics is constantly flying. So there is a fair amount of activity.
5-8% more expensive this year than last year.
Probably more than that,
yeah,
Joe.
Right. But,
okay.
All in all, things are good. You know, it's down a little bit, but we're not doing as poorly as you would expect.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So, manager's report.
Okay. Not a lot to report this month. Welcome back, everybody, from the holidays. Hope everybody had a nice Christmas, New Year's, whatever you were celebrating. Recent events, none, although we did have a couple snow events. We put the blades down twice now this season, so we get off pretty easy this year. Last week we had 16 inches accumulate on the field. That was quite a storm to deal with. We were actually closed for an entire day because we just couldn't. It was snowing quarter to a half inch an hour. And you'd make a pass down the runway and you couldn't see anything behind you where you just went. Of course, nobody was flying, so it really wasn't an issue. Other airports weren't open for days, so even when we did open, it wasn't that busy. We had another storm yesterday, less than 5 inches. It snowed all day long. I brought the crews in at 3:30 yesterday, and we were all cleaned up and done by about 8:30 last night. Obviously, the authority full-time employees, myself, Eldon, and Joe, are doing cleanup, which we will do until the next snow hits or until everything melts. But the place is looking pretty good. Runway was, all the NOTAMs were cleared this afternoon. We were open. Even yesterday during the storm, we got a Gulfstream G5SP out of here at about 9 o'clock in the morning. We cleared the snow off of that aircraft. Infinity, two guys from Infinity cleared the snow off of it, and off he went. So they were pretty amazed that they were able to get out of here. We plowed the runway, broomed the runway, and were able to get them out before the brunt of the storm, too. Other items of interest, third week of December 2023, we finally received the $1.56 million of our reimbursement from New Hampshire DOT for the Foxtrot Golf Ramp paving project that was completed back in the end of May. So we were thankful to get the reimbursement finally, because that's too much for the airport to carry for such a long time. All contractors are paid on that. There is still a retainer on that, Nick. Hopefully that'll be processed soon. Other item of interest, engineering firm Tie and Bond is currently working on updating the Nashua Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. They also worked on the SPCC. And so that's coming along. I've been in regular communication with Ellen from Ty and Bond. January 7th, oh, I already said that, we had our first snowstorm. We'll cross that one off. Other than that, like I said, not a lot going on. It was winter, and we just had the holidays, and everything's good. Any questions?
Chris, I have a question.
Go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, do you have any comments on the new building lease? I know that there hasn't been that much time since the last meeting that we discussed with that, but I was just curious if that's progressing forward with new tenants.
So,
in part because of the deficit that we were under for December was in large part due to that lease recovery.
And it will continue until we sign it, but I have been meeting with Infinity, Greg Leithon. He's wrangling some tenants up, and once he can get some of that together, and we will get a lease signed. We're working on trying to get that signed sooner than later, so we're not hemorrhaging all this money, but we knew it would take a little while.
Understood.
But he is actively pursuing it. And speaking of that, I think Nick may speak of it later, but they are under contract with Gale Associates right now. They're actually working on the sewage plan and water plan for their hangars that they'll be developing adjacent to 79 Perimeter Road, as well as Anai Aviation. They're working together with Gale to, we'll say, share the expenses of all that. And that all kind of ties into the timing on the lease of the building.
Okay, that sounds good. Is there any discussion that we need to be having as a board, just as far as if it turns out that this new building, our building now, I guess, is potentially going to be carried by us for 6 months or 8 months or a year? I'm just curious if that's something we should be addressing now, or if we should just wait and see.
I think, you know, there was some urgency to obviously get this signed up sooner than later. And Greg did have a tenant that was committing to January. And I don't know exactly where that stands right now because they're dealing with Greg and not me. I think as soon as that tenant commits, and I understand that tenant, potential tenant, has some health issues at the moment. So I think that was part of why this is stalled for a little bit. In terms of the board, you know, responding to the potential ongoing deficit, I don't know what to tell you on that one. I think we need to just wait and see what happens. I don't know exactly what we would do anyway. There are things obviously could do, temporary tenants in place, et cetera, but I think that we can handle it for now financially, and just keep moving forward trying to get Infinity to sign the lease on the property.
Okay. We'll maybe put on the watch list and revisit next month, and if things look also ambiguous, then we can potentially have more discussion.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions for Chris this evening? Okay, that brings us to the engineer's report. Nick?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Alito, for the recording. Gail Associates. We are currently working on six projects on behalf of the authority. The first being the Utility Taxi at Alpha, associated taxi project. The grant is now in place. Some contracts have been executed, some contracts have been paid in the NIA. There is currently no anticipated start date, but we do anticipate for a long time, obviously. So we are working with Continental to start the shop drawing process and nail down a start date. Although we still don't have one at this time. Recommended action is none to the authority. Any questions on tax at all? The second project is the rehabilitation of golf links in Fox Shot Land. As you know, all work is now complete. Our scope of services does not include administering a second grant on behalf of that project, so we processed a supplemental agreement to add six tasks that were not in our original scope of work. We sent it to the NCDOT for their review, and they came back and said, please provide documentation that FAA is not paying twice for these services. And I don't know how, because there are six tasks that weren't in the original scope. So I replied asking what adequate documentation would be, and I followed up twice since, and I still have not received the response. So I'll keep you guys posted on what NCDOT is expecting for documentation. It seems strange to me to any questions on golf? That is the last thing standing between us and Grant for the golf. Project number three.
Nick, I have one question.
Yeah.
That money is already in the coffer of the state, is that correct? That was
supplement?
Yes.
Yes.
So that was received back in September when the $1.5 million was received as well?
I believe the state has all of the funds for all FAA grants within the state, and they just reimburse based on that. But in this case, the supplemental agreement will be offset by $100 million. So no additional money to be from the airport or beyond the project.
Just making sure it's not going to take another 3 months to get the reimbursement from the New Hampshire DOT again.
when we file for that reimbursement, hopefully we'll get it. But we have not filed the next reimbursement quite yet. Any other questions? The next project is the AWOT and SAW relocation. We have received review comments from both FAA and NHGOT. I apologize for missing the report here, but we have initiated the 60% phase of design, and we hope to have this one out for 60% design review submission by probably the end of next week again.
Yeah, sounds good.
At that point, we'll proceed on to 90% and then final bid documents. Any questions on the AWOT relocation?
So at that point, that's when the dollars get filled in?
We would have to solicit bid for it first.
And that's when the dollars get filled in.
Project number four is the land acquisition. The city attorneys and sellers have agreed to language to the purchase and sale agreement, which you'll understand is executed by the airport. Parcel required on September 26th, and the grant application for reimbursement for land acquisition has been executed and sent to New Hampshire DOT. So, recommended action is done this month. Any questions on the land acquisition?
Why does it say estimated project funding on that is only $23,000?
Good question, and one for Matt.
Okay.
This is his project, but I will. I'll follow up with you offline, probably tomorrow about that.
Okay.
Was that the Gale portion of it?
That's the Gale portion.
Maybe, but we usually put the whole project cover. So I'll follow up on that.
I know it was in the grant, though, so.
The fifth project is the tower siding study. So the grant offer has been made to the National Airport Authority upon approval of Governor and Council, which has been approved. We were slated to begin the phase one environmental site assessment. However, we looked to FAA for concurrence, and they indicated last month that they still had not received payment for the reimbursable agreement.
They received payment.
They have now.
Okay. I have to send a check to this person and send you a contract. So they have to coordinate together with you.
Okay.
You can reach out to them.
But it's been done.
It's been done.
Yeah, this is all done.
And did the board ever make a motion on Gail's contract to execute that at last month's meeting?
Possibly too.
Yeah, the special meeting.
That
was the Monday meeting that we had.
So the 18th of December?
Yes.
That was the FAA reimbursable agreement for tower siding assessment authorizing. Chairman Woods, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did the board make a motion to execute Gale contract?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know that has been done yet. I'm sorry, I'm not feeling quite right for that.
Let me just take a quick step. Did we do the Gale part? I thought, Brian, didn't you want to look at the Gale?
I remember doing that.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see.
What about?
Do we have it in the minutes somewhere?
I'm looking.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole purpose of that meeting. That was the sole purpose of that.
Yeah, it's right here.
The Gale portion of the other one.
The Gale portion.
Motion by Director Duquette to approve and execute the contract with Gale Associates for the Tower Siding Study, SPG 1249-2023, seconded by Secretary
Holland's motion. Okay, so that was the we didn't have a regular meeting in December.
Right, so that was a special meeting.
That was November.
That was the November meeting, right. Yeah, the special meeting was the
FAA one.
To execute an order on it before that, that's for the contract for the FAA related to reimbursement.
Okay.
So that's where
gotcha.
It was.
Gotcha.
Done. Yeah. All done.
I remember reading it.
Good thing that it's all done. We may be confused, but it's all done.
At this point, it's just waiting for the FAA to get to us in that queue for their flight, so to speak. So, no update at this time. Any questions on the Palisades thing?
You said there's somebody new in charge of that project, Nick. Is that correct?
It transitioned from Kathy Carpenter to his name is Tom Kent.
Oh, the gentleman from Washington.
Yep.
Okay, have you had any conversation with him since we met, or?
Only regarding the AWOC, not the Palisades.
Right. Maybe have a chat with him, just see what's
right.
out on
mm-hmm.
his queue.
Okay.
Please.
We will certainly do that. And project number 6 is the runway Caroline classroom RFA repair. Design is ongoing. We anticipate having a 95% design document ready for agency review by the next authority meeting. Upon confirmation that the NAA has received the independent fee estimate for the project, the GLC proposal will be sent over. And upon review, if the fees are within 10% of the IFE, that is typically viewed as acceptable. Chris, have you had a chance to review the JLP proposal in comparison to the IFE?
Yes, we just received that from Susan. You and I will talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one tomorrow night.
Okay. So, under recommended actions, I have to make a motion to accept JLP proposal based on the results of the IFE, but if there is a discrepancy that puts us outside of 10%, then you can hold off.
We'll just talk about it tomorrow, okay? We can load on it next month.
Right.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Any other questions for Nick tonight?
I have a question for Nick, if I can jump in.
Please.
So it's a little bit of a curiosity, and maybe it's an unfair question before the full project has been assessed, but how long do you anticipate that runway 1432 will be unusable during the centerline crack sealing? Is that something that happens fairly quickly? Is it like hours? Is it a day? Is it 10 days? Just curious if you have just an order of magnitude.
So we're anticipating 15 calendar days right now, because we need to do rubber removal on the entire runway before we can crack seal and then remark the entire runway. So we figure about 5 days for the rubber removal, crack sealing, and remarking, and then about 10 days for the RFA repair, during which time the runway would be closed for daytime operation so it can reopen at night.
Got it. Okay, yeah, that's helpful. That answers my question. Thank you, Nick.
What? Do you have a calendar target date for that?
We don't. We'd like to get the crack done in the early spring if possible, because that's when they're at their widest after the cracks have expanded over the entire winter. I'm running a project up north where, because of delays in issuing grant funding, we went from performing the crack repair in the spring when the cracks were their widest, or I'm sorry, in the fall when the cracks were at their, now I'm getting confused here.
At their smallest?
They were at their smallest when we did the evaluation, and then when we went out to do construction, it was the spring and they were at their largest, so we had a lot more of one type of crack repair over another. So the intent would be to do our evaluation this spring, and hopefully with enough time to get the construction before the real summer. Or the evaluation is irrelevant. You know where the crack is, so we'd like to get the grant application in as soon as possible. That way we can construct before the real hot weather hits and the paving starts to expand.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions for Nick this evening? Okay, thank you, Nick. Let's see, and that brings us to committees. We have no committees at this time. Old business, Infinity Aviation Hangar Development. I don't see Greg here this evening. And Anaya Aviation Hangar Development. No? Okay. So, no new business. We have no upcoming events, correct?
Correct. No snow.
Okay, that brings us to public input. We're going to start drawing to a close here. Okay, I'll take that as a no on public input. Director's comments. I'll start with Jeff.
Yeah, I just wanted to say just looking forward to another great year at our great airport. So thank you, everyone, and looking forward to seeing what further improvements we can have, especially with all the new developments.
Okay. Joe?
Happy 2024.
Okay. Well, I'll echo a happy 2024, and, you know, sounds like we're off to a good, good start with, snow removal, and that's been going well, and I guess the equipment's been holding up.
Well.
Oh, you did it.
Uh-oh.
I won't bore you to death, but we had a lot of breakdowns in that 16-inch storm. All three blowers broke on us that night.
Oh, wow.
And thankfully, between Dave Simmons and Eldon Richards, they got one of the blowers back up and running at 10:30 because I had a mile-long windrow on the runway it was probably 5 feet tall, 8 feet wide. And if we didn't get those blowers going, we would have been loading snow in our trucks all night, probably all the next day.
Right.
But they got it running at 10:30 and we're up and running. And Eldon has since fixed all of the broken items. He's doing a great job.
Wow. Well, kudos to Eldon. That's really good.
And even Dave, when I gave him the list of things that he fixed, he goes, I can't believe he fixed all that in 2 days.
Well, thank you to Dave Simmons, too.
Well,
you
did a good job.
That's great. Let's see. Well, yeah, that's about it for me.
I had the same kind of comments, just, it brings up, just out of curiosity, not to be answered here, but, as we look forward, that's such critical equipment of what you see on the horizon is being at the end of its useful life. And we'll have that conversation as we get into the budget season and the capital, various capital purchase funding options we have between city and fed and all that stuff. But I'm always trying to make sure we have the right equipment for our people, and I want to make sure we do. So.
Okay, thank you, Brian. So I'll move to adjourn to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91A31G.
Oh, what are we doing?
Is that not correct?
It's just the second one, not the first one.
For two alpha.
What's that? Do you want me to cancel this one for today? Typically, in January, it is a non-public for the second reason, not the real estate one.
Two delta, no. Two alpha, yes.
For the dismissal, probation, or compensation of a public employee.
Yeah, we'll do that next month.
We'll do it next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just adjourn with that. Okay. I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Discussion. Okay. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
And Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you.
So what's the average age of your blower?